sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza kuse Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo omhlaka 30 Mfufu 2017 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Inyathela lezekhi liqakathekile kakhulu andimbona liqakathekile ngoba isikhathi esiningi kuba nzima ukuthi sithole iproof of residence and kuba nzima kuyabe kusidurela ukuthi ukhanyise usiya ku-commission of oath kumbusi yemapholiseni.
UZulu wamukele ngenjabulo ukuvunyelwa kweziphathamandla ze-ZEC ukuba ngabafakazi ngesiqiniseko ama-commissioner of oath kuhlelo lokubhalisa amagama abavoti.
Labo abahlala kumalobhensisi bandise ukuhambela ngesikhathi kumafelekisela amathuba ukuthi bayefika njalo ama-ZEC offices avele wona kawavalwa. So sikuthathe njengokuthi njengoba khathesi phase 2 isisiyalanda uZulu kulokuthi uZulu ayilande.
Isigaba sesibili sokubhalisa abantu kugwalo lwabavoti siqale izolo kulabantu abalutshwana abazobhalisa. Kwezemidlalo, iqembu lomdlalo wenguqu elengezi Platinum Stars yilo eselihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kusigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. I-commission ebona ngezokhetho e-ZEC sivunyelwe ukunikeza abaphathisa uZulu ukubhalisa amagama abo kuluhlu lokuvota amandla okunika isiqiniseko sobufakazi ukuba ngama-commissioner of oath. Kuhlandla lokuqala kobulawayo kube labantu abaningi ababiselwe emuva ngenxa yokuswela ubufakazi bokuthi bahlala ngaphi. UBathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
I-ZEC sicele kuhulumende ukuthi ivunyelwe ukunikeza abaphathisa uZulu ukubhalisa ukuvota amandla okupha isiqinisekiso sokufakaza ama-commissioner of oath ukwenzela ukusiza labo abebesehluleka ukubhalisa ngenxa yokusweleka kobufakazi bokuthi umuntu uhlala ngaphi. Ihlandla lesibili liqale mhlaka 29 Mfumfu liyagqitshwa mhlaka 13 Lwezi. Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele-MDC, uProfessor Welshman Ncube, uthe i-BVR ngokwayo iyavikela ukuthi umuntu abhalise kabili, ngakho i-ZEC kumele ilalele izikhalazo zikaZulu isuse ukudingakala kwalobo bufakazi.
Akukhitshwe emthethweni lokhu ukuthi kube le-proof of residence. Kwenele nje ukuthi umuntu afike athi mina hayi ngihlala laphana, ngiregister nini isikolo lesanayikho lapho engifuna ukuvotela khona eseduze kwalapho engihlala khona. Ngoba into eqakathekileyo kayisikho ukuthi utshengise ukuthi uhlala ngaphi. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi umuntu angavunyelwa ukuthi arejiste kabili, ayirejista laphana lalaphana lalaphana. I-BVR leyi iyayenza ngenxa yokuthi uthathwa amafingerprint ngapi ukuthi ungenelise ukuthi uregister kabili ngoba ima-fingerprints akho abevele senjani sekhona kucomputer. Yikho ke sithi thina akakulanceda ukuthi beloke sithi proof of residence, proof of residence. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu bangaregister kabili, ama-fingerprints ayakuqeda lokhu ukuthi kuregisteke kabili kathathu.
Ihlandla lakuqala lokubhalisa liphele ngeviki edlulileyo kobulawayo sokubhalisa abantu abayisilinganiso esedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu lanhlanu. Umnumzana Lungisani Moyo omunye obehluleke ukubhalisa kuhlandla lakuqala uthi inyathelo le-ZEC lamukelekile kakhulu ngoba yena ubesekhalele ukubhalisa ngenxa yokuswela ubufakazi obudingakalayo.
Indaba ye-proof of residence kufanele isigqeshwe out because abanye singamalotsha asila ama-proof of residence ngoba amaphepha amanzi afikela kubomastandi afikela kubolandlord and le ndaba yokuthi kuthiwa kube labo commissioner of oath is a long process. Why andi vele kuyabe kule photo yomuntu kuyathatha i photo le fingerprint lesithupa somuntu. I think that's enough.
Ihlandla lesivili lokubhalisa liqala emhla ka 29 Mfumfu, kodwa indawo ezihlole i studio 7 bezingaphithizeli okutshengisa ukuthi uZulu kobulawayo ulokhe engakhuthalelanga ukubhalisa ukuvota. Unkosikazi Nkosinesi Sandlovu uthe yena uyalithakazelela inyathelo lezekhi elokufaka o Commissioner of Oats ngoba yena obakhe ukufakazi balapho ahlala khona bungekho ebizweni lakhe.
Inyathelo lezekhi liqakathekile kakhulu ngoba isikhathi esiningi kuba nzima ukuthi sithole iproof of residence. Kuyabe kusidurela ukuthi ukhanyise usiya ku Commission of Oats kumbusi emapoliseni. Ngakho ke kulula kithi siyabe sizama ukuregister ukuthi bahle basauthorize khonapho khonapho ukuthi kube lula kithi ukuthi siregister.
Umgcini sihlalo wezekhi uJustice Rita Makarau uveze ukuthi kuhlandla la kuqala izekhi ibhalise abantu abangaphezu kwesigidi endaweni ezizinkulungwane ezimbili lamakhulu amahlanu. Ihlandla lesi lizaqhuba kuye fika mhla ka 13 Lwezi kuthi elesithathu liqale mhla ka 16 Lwezi kusiya ku 1 Mpalakazi elokugcina liyaqala mhla ka 4 Mpalakazi kusiya ku 19 Mpalakazi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Siyabonga bathabile. Kunjalo nje ihlandla lesibili lokubhalisa amagama abavoti eliqale izolo libikwa lisiba lenani labantu elithe xaxa kwezinye izigaba zelizwe nxa kuqathaniswa lababhalise kuhlandla lakuqala. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo uvumelane leziphathamandla zenhlanganiso yeZEC ukuthi inani lababhalisayo likhuphukile ngoba indawo ababhalisela khona sezisebantwini.
Okwakhathesi abalandeli bethu baphansi kuground bekhanyekhanyela ukuthi kumenjani. Sizazama ukuthi sihlanganisa amakhanda njengenkokheli ukuthi lathi sike singene kuZulu phakathi sibone ukuthi kanti vele kuminjani kuyahamba yini.
Sike sezwa izekhi isithi yona kungani kungconywana sokulabantu abaninganyana abayabhalisa ukuvota. Kungakuliqiniso yini lo?
Kungaba liqiniso. Kwamele sazi ukuthi izekhi ke iqalisa ukuzalobisa ukuvota ifake ama registration centers abo ezindaweni zamasabhabha nawe futhi yiwo aba low density. So abantu abaningi abakade besiyavota izisebenzi kakhulu ngoba laba abahlala kuma low density bandise ukuhambela ngesikhathi uma sebethola amathuba ukuthi bayefika. Njalo emazekhi offices abele wona kawavalwa. So sikuthathe njengokuthi njengoba khathesi phase 2 isisiyalanda uZulu kulokuthi uZulu ayilande.
Ingxaki ebezikhona ezifana lencwadi zobufakazi bokuthi umuntu uhlala ngaphi ke libona ungani zizaba ngcono yini kathesi lokusilela kwalabo abasayina ama-affidavits?
Ingxaki zama zingwalo zokuthi bahlala ngathi zizabe zilokhu zikhona, kodwa sonke udaba lolu selihanjiswe komthethandaba sizama ukuthi siluqukathi komqhuke. Kodwa kakutho ukuthi nxa le ngxaki lezi lokhu zikhona kulabantu ama-commissioners azayisayina. Sikhuluma kunjenje kobulawayo amagqwetha abakugcatshaphulu bazabe besiphathisa, amagqwetha lapho kusebenza khona upresident ubabuoshineni bazabe besiphathisa, ama-councillors yethu abameli bephalamenti babe khona. So hayi, sizazama ngendlela zethu zonke ukuthi wonke umuntu onelungelo lokuthi abe ngu-commissioner aphathise ekubhaliseni lokokwenzakalayo.
Alo ke ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Asambeni madoda siyovota,
asambeni madoda siyovota, sivotele inkomo.
Asambeni madoda,
uyakwazi na lapho okumele uyebhalisa ukuvota? Isigaba sesibili sohlelo lokubhalisa ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota ngomnyaka ozayo ka-2018 oluqhutshwa yi-commission ebona ngezokhetho eyeZEC siqala mhla ka-29 Mfufu sisiyaphela ngolwezi 13, 2017. Kobulawayo, Bulawayo, South and Central, ePhelandaba, Mpopoma, eMakhanjeni, eMthumbane, eLobhengula, laseLuvuko. Harare Metropolitan, Harare Central, Harare East, Harare West, Harare North, Mount Pleasant, Sunningdale, Mabukuta Fara, Hatfield, Southerton, Highfield East, Budiriro, leZibaraseko. Manicaland, Nyanga, North and South, Mtasa, South, North and Central, Lemtare North, Emotional and Central, Shamba, North le South, Ekurube North, Mount Jarwin East le South, Le Rushinga, Emashonaland East, Uzumba Maramba, Maramba Pundu, Uzumba, Murewa North West le South, Emarodera East le Central, Emashonaland West, Eurungwe East, Makonde, Echinoi, Emakonde, Emangura, Kozimba, Zimba West, Kanyele North, Emashingo, Chivi Central, E North, Nase South, Mashingo North, South, West, Le Central, Le Mashingo Ebe, Emachabeleland North, Elupane East, Echolocho, North, Le South, Lemkuzi, Emachabeleland South, Ematovo North, Kanyele South, Ebubulima East, Kanyele West, Enkabazwe, Emitland, Gokwe South, Le Central, Gokwe, Sasami, Berengwa West, E South, North, Le East. Izishabane Ngezi, Ganye, Lezishabane Runde. Kodwa phela, lawa ayisiwo wonke ama-centers elingabhalisa kiwo ukuvota. Lilakho ukuwathola kuwebhusayithi yethu ike Voice of America ethi www.voaindebele.com.
Isizalwane sakwelesi Sweden unkosazana Kirsty Palmberg uthe usephe uncedo lwesipho senjini yamanzi esebenza ngamandla elanga awesola. Kuzakhamizi zeChanyangugwe eGwanda, uPalmberg ukhuthaze izakhamizi ukuthi zithathe leli thuba ukulima ngamandla ukuze ziguqule impilo zemuli zazo. Uvusisizwe Mkhwananzi usiphalo ludaba eseGwanda.
Unkosazana Kirsty Palmberg utshele izakhamizi zaseChanyangugwe ezansi emaNdebeleni ukuthi yena kayisiso sinothi, kodwa wathintheka lapho ebona imifanekiso yabomama besibambene Garden Project bethwala inkonxa ngamakhanda njalo behamba umango omude ukuze bayethelela izivande zabo. UPalmberg bekhuluma lapho ezophawula ngokusemthethweni ukusebenza kwalenjini yamanzi esebenza ngamandla elanga awesola esivandeni sesibambene Garden Project phansi kwesikolo seChanyangugwe embuthanweni obulezakhamizi osobhuka amakhansila kanye labantwana besikolo. UPalmberg uthi isifiso sakhe ukuthi omama balime izilimo abazazithengisa bathole imali yokuphilisa imuli zabo ukuze labantwana bakhule bezigqaja ngokulima.
Everybody has to go to talk about
into eyodwa nje abantu abakhohlwa ukukhuluma ngayo
is that you can grow vegetables,
ungahlanyela imbhida
and sell,
thengise
and get money,
uthole imali.
But the most important thing,
kodwa into eqakathekile kakhulu,
that you give your children and grandchildren the proud of doing this, getting this money from your own work.
Kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi wenelise ukunika abantwana ulwazi lokuthi wena wakwanisa ukubayenzela olunye ulutho.
Umnumzana Jackson Ndlovu owe Edward Ndlovu Memorial Trust onguye wathatha imifanekiso yabomama besibambene wayethumezela uPalmberg. Udiningi labomama besibambene ngomama abadala kakhulu abadinga ukuphathiswa.
Sihlangene namhla-ke sikhangeleni leyo injongo yokuthi abesibambene kumele bakhule njengeminyaka yabo. I-average age yabo ngabona is about 72 years. Futhi ngabantu alokhu beswela ukuthi badle izinto ezingcono ukuzama ukucongolozela ukuthi imizimba le iqine. Abaningi babo balabazukulu ababagcinileyo.
Omama besibambene balima izilimo ezibalisa imbhida, amatamatisi, ihananisi kanye lamakherot, njalo umgcini sihlalo wabo unkosazana Shuna Ndlovu wamngele lesi sipho ngenjabulo enkulu esithi bazasebenza gadalala.
Shuna! Isola leyi letanka leyi jojo isihlumise amandla emzimbeni. Ingadi leyi sifuna ukuthi silime lutho le yonke iwophi, sithengise izilimo zethu. Sokungani labo zezani high school khona le labo manama ezibhedlela lebhodini babuye bazothenga khona apha ukuthi sithuthuke lathi.
obengumhlonitsha kulombuthano usikhuthamfundo ezokulima untombi zakhe Mlilo. Yena ucele obaba ukuthi bancedisane labo mama besibambene ukuze isivande sikhule.
Obaba namhla bakhona la, ngiyathaba ukuthi obaba bakhona. Kwezinye isikhathi nxa sihamba kwezinye indawo thina size sababona obaba abaningi. Bobaba buya ningi sekelo mama lisebenze nabo. Libona ukuthi isizwe siyathuthuka ngoba akulamule ngelababa lo mama ikhona. So nxa sokuthuthwa mama emsebenzini obaba bengasakhanyi, imule lalana sihamba njani ngaselaba lingasela mama.
Ichanya ugwe ingamakilomitha edlula ekhulu usuka edolobheni leGwanda ulubhekise ezansi. Njengazo zonke indawo zezansi yamaNdebeleni ayitholi izulu eliningi osekudale ukuthi kusungulwe indlela zokulima ngokuthelezela. Unkosazana Paul Mbank uphinde wapha omama besibambene ezinye sezikhwama zithungayo kanye lesibane sokusebenzisa lapho bethe gwaqa befunda ingwalo. NginguVusisizwe Mkhwananzi owendaba zeStudio 7 ngiseShanya Ugwe eGwanda.
Kuhlelo lwe live talk lamuhla sixoxa ngehlandla lesibili lohlelo lokubhalisa amagama kugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni silandelayo wathi ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta wakwele Kenya nguye onqobileyo kukhetho oluphindiweyo elizweni ngemva kokungemukelwa kwempumela yakuqala. Phakathi kwabancintisileyo abathuba minwe mbili, uKenyatta uthole isilinganiso esikhulu sabavotileyo abayizigidi ezedlula eziyisikhombisa lengxenye ngemva kokade emphikisa kanzima uRaila Odinga womanyano wamabandla aphikisayo ekhalale lolu khetho. ELePakistan liqwayise eleMelika ukuthi kuhle ukukhulumisana lamacele wonke kulokuzama ukubamba ngamandla amanye amazwe ukuthi enze intando yeMelika empini yase-Afghanistan. Kwezempilakahle omunye wabaphatheke emkhankasweni yokulwisana lokumemetheka kokuthelelwana kwegcikwane lengculaza umqondisi we-Citizens AIDS Survival Trust iCAST u-retired Brigadier David Chiweza ukhuthaza ukubanjwa ngamandla kukaZulu ukuyahlolwa ukuba balalo na leli gcikwane lobahatshi. Okuninga sikuzweni kuMavis Gama eseHarare.
Abohlangothi lolu bathi kodwa bebheke ngelokhozi ilihlo umbumo wezehlakalo zabahlaselwa yilesi sihudo se-typhoid. Umqondisi ohlangothi olubona ngezempilakahle kumunicipal weHarare uDr. Prosper Chonzi uthi kunje bathathi kuphela abasesesibhedlela phakathi kwabangamashumi amathathu balabo abatholakala belesihudo se-typhoid abayizakhamizi zeMatapi. Kodwa uDr. Chonzi ethi lanxa kube lokwehla kwenani lalabo abalokhe besesibhedlela bezohlala belungiselele isikhathi sonke njengoba ungoqhamuka njalo nje lumkhuhlane.
We have had a few cases from outside Mbare, from Hopley, from Budiruru, but all those are what you call epidemiologically linked to the cases in Mbare. These are people that spend most of their time in Mbare, either trading or just doing business in Mbare. So they contract the disease, they go back to their suburbs.
Sakunazelela ukuba laba kungabantu abachitha isikhathi esiningi besemzini weMbare ngezizathu ezimbalwa okubalisa ukuyadinga okuthengiswayo lokuphatheka kumabhizimusi ehlukeneyo. Basebeuthathela ke lumkhuhlane bese bebuyela lapho behlala khona sebelawo. Kungakho uZulu weHarare azi ukuthi umkhuhlane osabalala lula yiloba yisiphi isikhathi. okwakhathesi singani siyanqoba kulempi yokulwisana lalo mkhuhlane. Silethemba lokuba kuzoqhubeka ngaleyo ndlela.
UDr. Jones uthi kunzima ukusiqeda isihudo endaweni yemathapi emzini wembare njengoba kuyindawo ehlala abantu abaningi kakhulu. Kolunye udaba oluphathelane lezempila kahle, omunye wabaphatheke emikhankasweni yokulwisana lokumemetheka kokuthelelanwa kwegciwane lengculaza, umqondisi we-Citizens AIDS Survival Trust CAST, u-retired Brigadier David Chiweza, ukhuthaza ukubanjwa ngamandla kukaZulu ukuyahlolwa ukuba balalo na lobahatshi igciwane lengculaza ele-HIV njengalokho okwenziwa kweminye imikhuhlane efana lendingindi. Lokhu uChiweza ukutsho embuthanweni wokwethula inhlanganiso yakhe ewedeleni yeMonumotapa eHarare kunsukwana isanda kwedlula, ethi le yiyo kuphela indlela engaphathisa ekuthini umuntu wonke azi isimo sakhe, kuthathwe amanyathelo wokumsiza isikhathi sesekhona, hathi kuvumela uZulu esiyahlolwa ngokuthanda kwakhe. Obona ngezokuhlolisiswa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni yeNational AIDS Council NAC, othi lokho lilungelo lomuntu ukuyadinga usizo esibhedlela okubalisa ukukhetha ukuyahlolwa igazi ukuba lilegciwane nalo bahatshi. Umpofu ethi kungalesi sizathu beqhubeka beziqhelisa inhlelo zabo emizameni yokufinyelela wonke umuntu ofisa ukuhlolwa okubalisa ukubalanda endaweni lapho kusebenzela abangatholakali lula ababalisa abaphila ngokuthengisa imizimba olwe moonlight testing.
Kulabo abasebenza ntambama singathi ngama sex work, siyasebenza logaja lwe home affairs singathi thina amapolisa, ukuzama ukuthi bonabo abantu labo nxa kusenzakala bachiye wona lo msebenzi, kodwa njalo nxa kusenzakala babone ukuthi bavikelekile wona lo msebenzi.
Umeli wesigaba seBhinga North edale lePhalamende engomunye wamalunga akukomiti yedale lePhalamende ekhangela ezempila kahle, umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda, laye uthi akavumelani lokubanjwa ngamandla kwabantu ukuba bahlolwe igazi.
Uma singathi thina kasifambeni umuntu wonke ngamandla ukuthi kahambe ethestwa HIV, hayi kuhle sibili ngabe kuthiwa khona izinto zonke zilingene, ngabe kuthiwa konke kuhle kulungile kuleli lizwe bekungaba kuhle. Kodwa ngicela ukuthi ukhangele ukuthi eZimbabwe kusese lokuthi umuntu angaziwa ukuthi ulegciwane le-HIV and AIDS. Uba lalokhanesa ukuthi bakuthi kwini ngesikhiwa, istigma.
Uthi bekungaba ngcono ngabe labo abakhankasela ukuhlolwa kwabantu ukuba balegciwane baqinisa umkhankaso wokuthi ugatsha lwezempilakahle lwabelwe imali eningi.
Bese sikhangela futhi okwesibili ukuthi khona lokhu ukwelathwa kwegciwane kuleli lizwe, siyakhala sikhala ngokuthi uhulumende unika imali eningi emapholiseni ekuhambeni kukamongameli esiya phandle kwelizwe ukwedlula imali ayifaka ku-health sector. Ngaqala uhulumende efaka imali, angafaka imali kuyabeke sokulungile ukuthi mhlawumbe angabamba abantu ngamandla.
Okwakhathesi eleZimbabwe kalibabambi ngamandla abantu ukuba bahlolwe igazi, ngoba isekelo sombuso sikubeka sobala ukuba kulilungelo lakhe umuntu ukwenze njalo. Ingcwethi kwezempilakahle zithi akusizi lutho ukuhlola abantu bese beswela imithi yakhona, ikanti bekungaba ngcono ukukhankasela ukuziphatha kwabo lokusebenza indlela zokuzivikela ukwehlisa ukusabalala kwegciwane. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Kwezemidlalo, iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars yilo eselihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kusigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ngemva kwemidlalo yeviki lamachumi amathathu. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abafana beNkezi Platinum sebele miklomelo ngamachumi ayisithupha ngemva kokunqoba abakwenze iqembu leDynamos ngethukanya ngomgqibelo endaweni yesibili kule qembu leFC Platinum lalo elile miklomelo ngamachumi ayisithupha kodwa lihlohleka lutshwane kulele Nkezi Platinum. Iqembu leFC Platinum yilo ebelikhokhela engalaneni yemiklomelo phambilini kwemidlalo yangempela viki, kodwa lihwithwe ngele Nkezi ngemva kokuba ngutshikilo bhanqale leHarare City 0-0. Kundawo yesithathu kule qembu leDynamos lona eselitshiwa ngemiklomelo emibili leqembu leNkezi kuthiele Chicken Indies endaweni yesine lile miklomelo ngamachumi amahlanu lesithupha. kusele imidlalo emine ukuba imidlalo iyefika komlindo yacina njalo intatheli izindaba ezemidlalo uNation Dlovu uthi inkatha izawela loba yiliphi phakathi kwamaqembu ezimbamgodi iNkezi Platinum kanye leFC Platinum.
Ngokubona kwami iNkezi yalonyaka ikasilaga Premier Soccer League ingathathwa ngelinye lamaqembu ahlanganisela eNkezi Platinum leFC Platinum. Imbangela ngeyokuthi amaqembu lawa yiwa phezulu njalo okwakhathesi adlala kuhle. Umdlalo abazawudlala bebonke yiwo ozatshengisa ukuthi ozaba ngumanqoba ngubani.
Wake wadlalela iqembu leChorochoro Drake Jecha Mufuta uthi yena iqembu leFC Platinum lilakho ukuphakamisa iNkezi nxa kukhangelwa ukuba lawa maqembu adlale njani lo nyaka.
Masikhangela ama statistics e Premier League this year kuma teams akurace. iFC Platinum ilama lose angu 2 kuphela. Singakhangela iNkezi Platinum ile 6 ama lose. So kukhanya ngani iFC Platinum izathatha championship. West badlala leNkezi kuhumu yabo. Bangawina khonapho sibe advantage.
Ngaphansi kwengalane impi yokusinda ekugunyulweni layo ivutha amalangabi njalo ngaphandle kweqembu lebantu Rovers lona okusegcekeni ukuba seligunyuliwe amaqembu abalisa iCholocho iwange kanye leShabani Mine okuyiwo ahlezi endaweni yezine ezingaphansi kwengalane alokhu elawo amathuba okusinda loba nje leCholocho kuzamele lenze izimanga ukuba lisile ngoba kumele linqobe kuyo yonke imidlalo yalo elizayidlala lamaqembu agoqela amabili alwisa ukuphakamisa isicoco athi yele FC Platinum kanye lele Chicken Inn. Sikhangele umdlalo kaKhilikithi. Usuku lwesibili olomdlalo wesibili ohlobo lwe-test phakathi kweqembu leZimbabwe leWest Indies lufike emaphethelweni. Iqembu leWest Indies lichaye ama-runs angamachuma isikhombisa lathoba munembili 78 lilahlekelwe ngumdlali oyedwa. Lokhu kutsho ukuba iqembu leWest Indies likhokhelwa ngama-runs angamakhulu amabili lamachumi amane lethoba munembili 248 njengoba eleZimbabwe ku-innings yalo yakuqala libuthelele ama-runs angamakhulu amathathu lamachumi amabili lesithupha 326. Lo mdlalo uqhubekela phambili kusasa enkundleni yeQueen's Sports Club koBulawayo. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
When it says thank you, tell it just as you don't know. What Santa? I'm a pinup.
Mr. Falls in my heart, baby bamba lava. I get out here sandwa, I'm missing again.
If a guy is great, bitch, I'm new to blue. The only person wanna build a baby girl is you.
A baby bamba lava. I get out here sandwa. Run it in.
You put no way no way to my baby.
Before we fruit, smoke and meditate.
A baby girl got a rasta culture. Baby girl in the Ndokuda.
And if it's a cool regard, a baba na sita la same.
You gonna wear no way to my baby. You gonna wear no way to my baby.
Ngifuna wena baby ingoma kaSanko Mani sigqibela uhlelo lwalamhlanje kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba zethu. UZulu wamukele ngenjabulo ukuvunyelwa kweziphathamandla zeZEC ukuba zibe ngabafakazi besiqiniseko esithile ama-Commissioner of Oaths. isigaba sesibili sokubhalisa abantu kugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota siqalise izolo. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama nguChris Gande, silethiya ke kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotendane kuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.